A new study calculates how many dangerously hot days the nation's military bases could experience over the next few decades if no action is taken to reduce carbon emissions. Those are days when the heat index is more than 100 degrees. As WUSF's Stephanie Colombini reports, Florida bases will have the most.
Homestead Air Reserve Base topped the list, followed by MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa and two locations of Naval Air Station Pensacola. Christina Dahl with the Union of Concerned Scientists says heat-related illnesses are already a problem in the military and result in troops dying on American soil every year.
For these Florida bases, we're talking about an additional 3 months or more per year when troops would be working in dangerously hot conditions.
The results reflect the worst-case scenario, and Dahl says taking action now to reduce carbon emissions will help. But she says bases will still need to prepare for a future that involves significantly more hot days. She says some steps to take include ensuring all military housing is properly cooled and that those cooling systems run on clean energy, and improving clothing and equipment technology to help keep troops cooler while they work. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.